With us on the WMJC Heineken Hotline. Heineken, give yourself a good name. It's Joe Piscopo. Joe, welcome.
Fathead, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. There he is, Joe Piscopo, the guy we know and love. You are wide awake for this early, early morning hour, and we appreciate it. Hey, let's get into it, first of all. The Gateway Playhouse, you are going to appear in really what was a great movie, a Tony Award-winning show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Tell us about how you got involved in this production, Joe.
Well, it's interesting. We got an email from the theater, from the Allen family at the Gateway, and everybody knows it's a legendary playhouse. It really is. It's as good as it gets anywhere, Broadway quality, and I was well aware of the reputation of the theater, and they said, hey, Joe, does Joe want to come out and do Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? And now, you know, I go do my live show, Fat. You know, I go out every weekend, and we're out across North America, and I'm doing the Frank Sinatra thing. We do comedy, we do music, and it's a great show. We perform everywhere across North America. So I had 2 freaking weeks, right? 2 weeks, man. I said, well, I got my kids. Let me see. They're going to go to their mom. Let me just relax. I'll take some meetings. I'll relax for 2 weeks. Then the call came to the Gateway. They said, hey, Joe, wait, you want to do this? I couldn't turn it down, man. So I'm supposed to be in Jersey by my pool, man. I'm doing 12-hour rehearsals.
And it is at the Gateway Playhouse. You open up this coming Wednesday. You have a big run. It's August 26th to September 12th, so you got a lot of shows you're putting on here, Joe.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's in my blood, and it's a, you know, this is a privilege, actually, to be able to work with the folks like Paul Allen and Robin Allen, who put this together, because we're not only going to the Gateway, just I want everybody to know, if I may, Fat, that we're going to the Patchogue Theater. So we're playing right in Patchogue, in that beautiful Patchogue Theater that the Allens renovated. It's gorgeous, man. I went in there. This is like a big 1,200-seat theater, and we're bringing the whole big production in. And we're doing 8 shows a week, and we're banging it out. It's just, I'm telling you, it's like Broadway. And the cast is sensational. You got all this Broadway talent, and Keith Andrews is directing, and Jeff Buxbaum's doing the music. And I got to tell you something, man. I'm just humbled to be here. I'm just like, you go into your show every morning, and you do your thing, and Long Island's listening to the Fathead, and they know you. And I'm the same way when I go do my road show. This is way out of my realm, and this is, I tell you what, man, if you're going to do anything, come to the Patchogue Theater, see Scoundrels with Piscopo, baby. Worth the price of admission alone.
Listen to you. And we will get you all the details again here for the show. But you mentioned earlier in your stand-up, when you go around town, you do the Sinatra thing. That's really what started your fame on SNL. How huge was that for you, Joe?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize it at the time because I was so cognizant not to upset Frank Sinatra or his family out of respect, just out of respect, because, you know, they're North Jersey Italian-Americans, and my daddy always told me this is the guy, and you have to respect that. So it was out of respect, man. So when it hit, it was just kind of daunting, but I always went out just hesitantly because I wanted to do it with respect, you know? They said, hey, Piscopo, do Sinatra. And I go, whoa, I can't just do that. I have to do it respectfully. You can never imitate the guy. So when we go out and I do my live show, it's a tribute to me, the greatest entertainer of all time. And I don't care what age you are, man. Everybody's, you know, if you like Justin Timberlake, you like Elvis, or you like Liza Minnelli, something. To me, the old man, as we affectionately refer to Mr. S, was the guy. So when I go out, I do it. We do it with fun. I do all the comedy, do the music. But it's almost had me accidentally reinvent myself. Hey, Fat Man, I was at the Montreal Jazz Festival last year, brother. I mean, what am I doing at the Montreal Jazz Festival playing the music with musicians? And I realized how I reinvented myself onto the musical stage, because I'm backstage in Montreal and I'm about to go on, and the introduction was Les Chitons, c'était les Chitons, c'était Joe Piscopo.
That's very funny. And, you know, I heard that actually when you started doing that on SNL, you sent a letter to Frank himself, right?
Yeah, I did. I had to do it, man. I had to say, this is respect. This is a little out of the realm of where you come from, Mr. Sinatra, but this is a comedy show, and we're just doing it. And you know what? I never heard anything, and I talk about it on stage, until he invited me to the Friars Club to a Dean Martin roast, and then I got to meet him, and then that's where he addressed me as the vice chairman of the board, and I got, like, the stamp of approval. And I'll tell you, it was just out of great humility, because to me, the Sinatra family is like royalty, and you got Frank Jr., who does a great show in his own right, and Nancy Cantina. So I do, and ironically enough, on October 11th, now we want everybody to come to the Patchogue Theater for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with this great cast, but I must say, with Maestro Patitucci from the Nassau Symphony, I'll be at the Tillis Center October 11th, and we're doing a charity for cerebral palsy, and I'll be doing, you got to come out, man, because you know what, I'm doing the whole big Frank Sinatra thing with a 67-piece Nassau Symphony. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome, and that's at the Tillis Center coming up.
Yeah, on October 11th with Lou Panicelli, who will be conducting. So I'm very excited about that. But again, we appreciate you. We know you're a big audience, Fat, so we appreciate you letting us get the word out about Scoundrels, because you got these kids, man. I mean, these kids, I mean, the who can sing. I'm old now. I say, these kids are great, you know? I feel like this old guy. Nell Mooney, who sings, she plays Christine Colgate, just spectacular. And Nate Clow and Harris Duran. These are young Broadway actors whose names you may not recognize, but when you see them, and then you see them later on Broadway, indeed, and certainly in films, you'll say, hey, I was at the Patchogue Theater, man, with Joe Piscopo watching this thing.
Back with us on the Heineken Hotline. Heineken, give yourself a good name. Joe Piscopo, and your website, joepiscopo.com. Now, the thing about your show, it's at the Patchogue Theater, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but it's part of the Gateway Playhouse, right? What's the deal, Joe?
They're producing the whole thing, right, Pat. So Gateway, well, they have a beautiful theater here in Bellport, Long Island, but it's a 500-seater, so they wanted to really take this up a notch, and that's why we're looking to Long Island to come and really support this great community endeavor. By the end of 60 years, the Gateway Playhouse has been in business, so now what we're doing, because we need more seats, because this is a big production, and tickets are going very, very fast at this point, thank God. We're going to the Patchogue Theater, because it's renovated, it's beautiful, and we could just entertain so many more people, but yeah, it's all under the production of the Gateway Playhouse, yeah.
Okay, so that's the tickets, gatewayplayhouse.com or 286-1133. That's 631-286-1133. And the other thing about SNL, besides Frank Sinatra, you and Eddie Murphy, who I know you're very close friends, you guys had the daunting task of replacing the legendary SNL cast. And I know it was tough for a lot of the people that came in there. And you and Eddie were really the only two to survive that. What was it like getting in there in 1980 after all those big stars had been on SNL?
Yeah, again, I addressed it in my live show. I got to tell you, it was almost impossible. I mean, because people forget, man, you know, your younger audience can Google all of this, and you could Google Gilda Radner, and somebody, you know, born in 1980, they say, "What? Who's it?" Gilda Radner, brilliant. Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Danny Aykroyd, Billy Murray. Come on, that's the greatest cast ever assembled, man. So we had to go in, and we didn't do well at first. I remember the first few shows, it was very tough, but then the difference is, I mean, and I do jokes on stage, but talking to you very frankly, you couldn't be hipper, or the show couldn't be better written than it was when Lorne Michaels initiated it in those early years. You couldn't match it, man. You couldn't do it. So we chose, and it was really Dick Ebersol's idea. He's the executive producer of NBC Sports, but then was the my executive producer at NBC at SNL. And Dick said, let's just entertain. Just be funny, man. Eddie, Joe, go out there. Just do whatever you want. And that was the smartest thing that he could have said, because you know what? It worked. We just went out. We fooled around. We had fun. We didn't try to be too hip. You know, we the hipness came, the edginess came, but we first and foremost want to be funny, because you couldn't match, you know, Michael O'Donohue and like him or not, Al Franken. I mean, you couldn't, all these guys that initiated this legendary show couldn't match that stuff. So we went on once, but just tried to be funny. And so that was a long-winded answer, Fat. Sorry about that, but I think you get the point, you know?
No, listen, we like those kind of answers, because when you're, you know, I seriously, everybody knows who listens to the show. I like the behind-the-scenes historical stuff on, like, big musical productions or TV shows and concerts, and I love to hear that behind-the-scenes stuff. And now Joe Piscopo, part of a great show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, at the Patchogue Theater. The tickets are at gatewayplayhouse.com. It starts 2 days from now, this Wednesday, the 26th. And how would you wrap it up, Joe, to get everybody out there who doesn't have tickets?
You know what? This is, you're going to see a Broadway show, right? You're going to see a Broadway show, but then you're going to see Piscopo live. And I got to tell you, that anything can happen. You don't want to miss it, because I cut my teeth on the stage. I got an award when I was in high school from Lincoln Center for acting. So, but as your career takes you and me onto the live stage, and you do all the fun and silly, and you know you have the ups and downs of your career. This is something where they took me. It's such a smart idea, I think, by the Allen family, take me and put me into this Broadway caliber, kick butt classic show. Funny, music is great, but with me, brother, put your seatbelt on because anything could happen.
Hey, you're fantastic, Joe. Best of luck, man.
Thanks, Batman. Thank you so much, man. You're the best.